So we're reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, October 30th, and this is the story within a story. This is chapter 13. And this story is called Mahaprabhu's Rath Yatra Dancing and Rasa Leela Bhav. So we're on the preliminary verses describing Jagannath mounting the cart, and it's a long story, 111 verses. It may take a week or two or so. It's very nice. We want to transport ourselves to Puri and try to see and visualize what we're hearing and try to feel what we're hearing and pray for some of this beautiful, the beautiful pastime will come in our heart. We left off yesterday with Tucha Seva, Kripara Bhajan. That Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was very impressed by a big person doing a small thing. A big person doing a very insignificant and small thing. A king became a bungee. A king, if you're Indian, it really means something. A Raja became a bungee. A Raj. A king became a bungee. Bungee means street sweeper. Sweeping the street with a broom. Considered a very low class occupation. And he's the king. He has thousands of people to sweep the streets. Thousands of servants. In his own palace, what to speak of his kingdom. Yet King Prataparudra and Arisa, he agreed to become a sweeper. For anyone of this world? No. He'll not touch a broom. He won't get 100 feet near a broom. He'll pick up a broom in his hands and he'll sweep the road for God. So a big person can do even a small task if it's for the pleasure of God. And that's what devotional service is. It may be the smallest insignificant task. We may be asked to clean the toilets. We may be asked to take out the trash. We may be asked to cut vegetables. Then we say, oh no, I am a Brahmin. I am Paka Brahmin. I am Kshatriya. Don't you know? I am Goswami caste. I am Thakur. I can't do this. And well, the gopis don't think like that. This is Tucha Seva. Such a proud attitude. Such an attitude which is we're attached to our upadis, our born designations, which are far removed from our spiritual identity, prohibit us from receiving the mercy of the Lord. It says in Mahaprabhu, it says Kripara Bhajana. King Prataparudra became a suitable candidate to receive the mercy of the Lord because he took on Tucha Seva, Nichi Seva. Gave up his pride, gave up his position, everything to please the Lord. The Lord wants this, I will do it. The Guru wants this, I will do it. Very nice. So this was the point it was made. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. We read that. Mahaprabhu Sukha Paila. Now the story goes on with text 19. Ratera sajani deki loke chamatkar navahima maya rata sumeru akar. Now we want to see the cart. We saw someone doing something. The king is sweeping in front of the cart, Jagannath's cart, Baladev Subhadra. Now the carts, everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rathkar. The car looked like it was made of gold. And the Jagannath's cart was as tall as Mount Sumeru. Shata shata su chamara darpane ujwala upare pataka shobe chandoya nirmala. The decorations on the cart had many hundreds of bright mirrors and chamaras. And on top of the cart was a neat, clean canopy with a beautiful flag, patak. Gaghara kinkini bhaje gantara konita nana chitra pata vastre ratta vibhushita. The car was decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. ankle bells. Awesome. Vilaya chadila ishvara ratarupar aradui rate chade subhadra haladar. Jagannath got on one car. His sister Subhadra and elder brother and Balaram got in two other cars. So they came out of the house. They each jumped in their sports cars and they took off. There were three sports cars. Subhadra had her sports car. It was a convertible car. And then off. There they go. They got in their car. Tanhara samati lana bhakti sukha dite rate chari bahira hoila vihara karite. Having taken permission from Lakshmi Devi, Jagannath came out to ride on his Rath car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of devotees. Shukshma shweta bhalu pate pulinera sama duidike totta sava jena brindavan. The fine white sands spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Yamuna, and the small gardens on both sides look just like those in Vrindavan. So this is very interesting. Why the author, Krishnas Kaviraj, is explaining the scene and setting in this particular way. He's preparing us. This is the what they call the Udipan, Vibhav Udipan. He's giving us description of the scenery, what Jagannath will see when he goes in his cart from Sri Mandir to Gundicha. And what he sees becomes an Udipan for his own Brajabhav. Because it says right here, the indication is being given. It says, Dui Dike Tota Sabe Jaina Vrindavan. This is what he called foreshadowing, because later in the story, because we're saying that this story is Mahaprabhu is dancing at Rath Yatra in Ras Lila Bhav. So Ras Lila is Vrindavan. So now to prepare, we're going to end, when Lord Chaitanya comes on the scene and starts dancing and entering into the moods of Radharani's Mahabhav, then he goes to, in his consciousness, he goes and he sees these things. Oh, these gardens on either side are like Kunjavans of Vrindavan. This sand is like the sand of Yamuna Pulina on the banks of Yamuna. And this is my Jagannath. This is my Vrinjendra Nandan Shamasundara. He's so sweet and smiling so beautifully. And I'm dancing and he's dancing. And we're going together to the gardens, to the Kunjavans of Gundicha. So all this is preparing us that yes, soon this whole Jagannath cart with all this Aishwarya, its gold, it's as high as Mount Sumeru, and there's hundreds of chamaras and bells. So this is all Aishwarya Udipan, the grandeur, the pomp, the grandeur, the circumstances. Oh, it's royal, it's grand, it's wealthy, it's rich, it's opulent, it's God, it's Jagannath, it's Jagadish. Then the next thing is, the next transposition is, it goes from Aishwarya, it goes into Madhurya. On either sides of this very opulent cart, it's simple sand is spread on the road, on the grand road. It says it was covered with sand. Sukshma shweta balu pate pulinar sama. Shweta balu. White sand was spread all over the path. So Jagannath has all this pomp, all this Rajavesh, all this whole thing, the huge crown and everything. And then he's looking on the sides. Oh, the sands. Jamuna Pulina. And oh, this is the Yamuna. And oh, he's looking either side. Oh, the Tota, there's a Tota, a garden here and a garden there. So this is Yena Vrindavan. Because we have to, when we enter the Shastra, what is the mind of Jagannath? What is the mind of Lord Chaitanya? What is the Udipan? What is the setting being set up here to reveal the ecstasies and sattvic bhavas which Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath will exchange as this chapter unfolds? So Krishna's Kaviraj is a master artist, a master dramatist, and a master writer and poet. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Rate chari Jagannath karela gaman dui parshve dekhi chale anandita man. As Jagannath rode in his car and he saw the beauty on both sides, his car is surrounded with gold and canopies, everything silk. He's seeing beauty on both sides. His mind was filled with pleasure. Dui parshve dekhi chale anandit anandman anandman anandita man. And Jagannath Gaman, he's going, as Vrindavan Gaman, he's going to Vrindavan. And he's feeling so much pleased. He's pleased to see things which remind him of Vrindavan. This is Udipan, the sandy banks of the Yamuna, the full moon night, the flute sound, the color of the Yamuna. This is Udipan and Vibhav. So he's seeing it, and what does it say? He sees his Udipan and his mind starts to become full of anand, it becomes pleasurable. He's saying, oh, this is going to be a wonderful ride. Some of the mood, we're touching on the mood of Jagannath. What is his bhav? And what created that bhav? What created that pleasure? An Udipan, an excitant, a stimulant. What was the excitant? What was the stimulant? Sight. He saw something that reminded him of Vrindavan. He saw the sands, Yamuna Pool, and all these sands were like the banks of Yamuna. And these trees and gardens and groves, all these are like Kunjavans. This is Ninivan, this is Sevakunj. This is nice. Okay, now the scene, so then it says, and what is the effect? What is the effect of this vibhav? Then some anubhav follows. He says, ananditaman. His mind became thrilled with joy. Became happy. Now the next verse, now it's going to, withdraw from that inner heart of Jagannath. It's going to say, okay, back to the scene. Gaurasabha ratatane kariyananda, shane shigra chale rata, shane chale manda. So back to the cart. This big heavy cart is taller than Mount Sumeru. It was being pulled by wrestlers. And they pulled with great pleasure. Because a strong man, he likes to display his strength. A kshatriya likes to display his virility, his chivalry. Oh, you want to fight? Okay, let's fight. You challenge me, I'm ready. A kshatriya. So wrestlers are... Come on. You want to wrestle? And I'll take you on. And it's a good fight. Oh, and maybe I'll lose. Okay. The sport of it, the fun of it. So the wrestlers were enjoying. So this is another subsequent ras going on. The wrestlers, vira ras, right? Hey, look at us! Come on, we're Jagannath wrestlers, godas, the wrestlers. However, although they were so strong and there was so much pleasure they got from pulling the car sometimes went shane, shigra chale, very fast, and sometimes manda. You know manda. Manda sumanda mateo. Yo, that's us, Kali Yuga. Manda sumanda. Slow, very slow. So sometimes Jagannath's cart went very fast and sometimes very slow. Same number of people pulling. And sometimes you can't move the cart. This happens everywhere. It happens in Puri, it happens in San Francisco, it happens in Taipei, it happens in Fiji, it happens in Delhi, everywhere. It's Jagannath's Leela. And the pullers of the cart, they don't know, why is Jagannath going so fast? Why is he going so slow? This is Leela. Shane sirahana rahe, tani leha na chale, ishvara ichaya chale, na chale karo bhale. It's all icha. Bhagavan ka icha. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move. Even though he was pulled very vigorously, oh, go! Jagannath Swami ki jai. They pulled very vigorously. And the chariot, therefore moved by the will of the Lord, Ishvara Icha. Not by the strength of an ordinary person. Tabe Mahaprabhu Sava, Lanavaktagan, Sahaste Paraila Sabe, Malya Chandan. As the cart stood still, Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees, Sabbhaktagan, and he decorated them with flower garlands and chandan. This is the pleasure of the devotees, to decorate the other devotees with flower garlands and chandan. Prabhu, take a garland, take some chandan. This is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Kirtan or Nita Gita. Mahaprabhu Das. So the greatest joy of a devotee is, oh, please take this garland. But sometimes we see devotees, they have this idea, they come to ISKCON or spiritual movement, when you receive a garland, you should give it to another devotee. Hey, Prabhu, take this. They take the garland. Here, you take it. is not given lovingly or respectfully or honorably, that yes, I honor you. I honor you. I respect you. Please, you take this Mahaprasad garland. It isn't giving. Tadati Pradigrinati. Priti Lakshana. Priti Lakshana. These are the Lakshanas. This is what drives the spiritual movement on. It's the loving exchanges between the devotees and the individual devotees loving exchanges with the Lord. Each devotee is exchanging with the Lord, giving his love to the Lord, receiving his love from the Lord. And when he receives that love from the Lord, then he says, hey, listen, I got something. I got some love from the Lord. I received some love from Krishna. I received some love from Radharani. You want some? No? Yes? Okay, come and get it. So then he take with that bhav, with that mood, he says, I what is the love? The love is that I received the garland. It's not as esoteric as you may have thought. Wow, you mean he's in bhav? No, I just went to the temple and they gave me Radharani's garland. So when I received Radhashan's garland, I received some love from the Lord because Radharani said, oh, please you take this garland. I'm taking darshan of Radharani. The garland falls off in front of me. I mean, it falls off her neck. The bhajari comes in. He's in the kitchen cooking the offering. He doesn't see that. He comes in. He brings the plate. And he sees his garland lying at Radharani's feet. He's supposed to make the offering and close the door. He put the plate on and he closes the curtain. Then he picks the garland up and comes over and says, Maharaj, this is for you. So when you get that garland, you say, wow, Jai Radhi. So everyone's had this experience. This means receiving love from the Lord. The Lord is giving His love at every moment. Devotees are giving their love at every moment. Can we perceive it? Can we feel it? Can we see it? Usually not. We're too dull. We're too covered over with our own selfishness and our own egoistic, you know, ideas, so we can't see love or feel love. Even when it's thrown in our face, we can't even see it. So then, now that we receive this love offering from the Lord in the form of His garland, now, okay, we caress it, we smell it, we honor it, we respect it, we touch it to our eyes, our forehead, then we feel, I should keep this love rolling, keep the love rolling. I should expand this love to others. Although I want to keep it all for myself, I want to go home with this garland, I want to go in the bed and put it by my pillow, like when Prabhupada used to take rest sometimes. It's explained that when he would take rest, he would get some flowers that were given to him, some maha flowers, and when he would rest, he would put the flowers like champak flowers, sona champak or gulab or dinko raj or whatever. He would put next to his pillow. Then he was sleeping. He would smell those maha flowers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So much honor, so much adar for the Krishna's love offering. So we may want to take that garland home and put it next to our pillow. In the mood of selfishness, all the love for me. However, the Dati Pradigrinati, Pradilakshana, in order to expand the love, look, hey, listen, guess what? I received some love from the Lord. I want to distribute to you. Then with that bhav, and that feeling, that mood, and that respect, oh, my dear God brother, my dear God sister, please. Now you don't say that, or you could say that if you want, but you're saying that with your heart. You're saying that with your mind, and then you're saying, please, you know, or you can say, please, you take this garland. And when you decorate, when you put a garland, when you put a maha garland on a devotee, you should think that you're a pujari offering a garland to Krishna. Have you ever done puja work? When you offer garland to Krishna, you say, hey, Krishna, take a garland. Hey, Krishna, have a garland. Boink. Before you purify Achmandasad, Idam Pushpamali, I mean, all the mantra, this, that, tantra, then whatever. But what's the bhav? What's the feeling? Oh Krishna, I got up early, I got these flowers, I made this garland, now I'm doing puja, oh you please. And you touch the garland to Radharani's hand. You say, Radharani, by your mercy, you touch the garland, then you put it on like this. Then Shyam's garland, you touch the garland for Radharani, you touch to Shyam's hand, then you put on Radharani. So worshipping devotee means worshipping God. There's one tattva. So this is a very nice thing. Chaitanya, I'm just speaking on this verse. Swahaste sabhe malya chandan. Swahaste, with his own hands. God, with his own hands. If God, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is decorating swahaste malya chandan. He's offering a garland to the devotees. Hey, Chandrasekhar, have a garland. Hey, wait to have a garland, you know. Hey, get out of there, take a garland. Can you imagine Could you imagine how would Mahaprabhu put a garland on Advaita? How would Mahaprabhu put a garland on Nityananda? How would Mahaprabhu put a garland on Chandrasekhar or Gangadas or Shivananda Saint or anyone that comes for the 4 months of the rainy season? Narahari Sakar, Vasudev Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, Haridas Thakur. And how he would put Chandan. Here, take some Chandan. And it's all watery and it all runs down in your eyes and everything. Oh, thanks a lot, Prabhu. Thanks for the Chandan. I can't see, now I'm blind. You know? You don't wring out the Chandan. You don't pour the water off, make it thick. You don't squeeze the flower. So each verse, there's so much lila, there's so much ras, so much bhav, so much kripa, mercy, and shiksha, teaching. Of course, there's anusara and anukaran. Some of the activities and pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are of himself, for himself, and by himself. But sometimes he's acting in the mood of the ideal devotee and giving shiksha and teaching us, and we can draw some teaching for our daily practices of sadhana bhakti and Vaishnava sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means prem sangha. This is, okay, sadhu sangha, Hardwar, there's so many sadhus and yogis, they're all sadhus. But this is prem sadhu sangha. Dadati Pratigrinati means this is Dadati Pratigrinati, this is Priti Lakshana, this is a society of Premi Bhaktas. Everyone's aspiring for Prem. So the dealings must be full of Prema. Whatever we do in our sadhana becomes our sadhya. If we don't deal with Prema now, how we approach Prema then? Prem sadhana, Prem sadhya. So Mahaprabhu says, this is how you do it, kids. This is how you do it. I'm offering garlands, I'm offering chandan with my hands, and I'm Radha and Krishna. You can't do it? You imagine Radharani, if she puts a garland on her sakis, how she does it? You imagine if Radharani puts some chandan on your forehead, how she'll do it? Such, so tender, so careful, so lovingly. Here you go. You'll need to have some chandan. This is very beautiful. So on so many levels we're getting purified, getting elevated. We're drinking ras with every verse. We're drinking teachings with every verse. We're getting mercy with every verse. This is Shastra. Shastra Kripa. So this is a story of Mahaprabhu's dancing at Rath Yatra in the Rasalila Bhav. Why do I say Rasalila Bhav? Because in other times when he's dancing in Rath Yatra, he's dancing in Kurukshetra Bhav. So what is the difference between his dancing in Kurukshetra Bhav and Rasalila Bhav? That we'll find out. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Jai.